Boneboy Speaks, episode 578, Amused to Death. This is perhaps my favorite album by Roger Waters. It's called Amused to Death, and it came out in the early 1990s. And there was a lot of things going on in the world back then. You know, the Iraqi war was going on. It was televised live on CNN. There was the girl who stood up in Tiananmen Square against the Chinese tanks. There was a lot going on. And in my own life, I was in college and, trying to discover my way into the world. And, I also had, I remember, attempting to share this particular, album with my best friend, and he really didn't like it. And I'm not sure why, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, friends can have different opinions about music, but, I think it was during that time, though, that him and I started drifting apart. And, maybe because I was making something of my life and he was doing what he was doing, and there wasn't, and, I'm not saying what he was doing was wrong, but it just, or even bad. I was just taking the, I was going through and getting a bachelor's degree, and I don't think he was doing that. And, he was working, servicing fire extinguishers with his dad or something, which is fine. I mean, that's a thing that needs to be done. And I certainly don't judge that. But anyway, obviously when I invited him to my wedding and I wanted him to be at my wedding, and he just completely ignored me and stopped talking to me at that point. And I still don't know why. That's kind of when I knew that was over. But, looking back, I can say, that was one of those things that you can look in hindsight and go, well, maybe he would, maybe we were becoming, different people. And I don't think there was anything wrong happened, but it did. And so, but anyway, for this particular album, I think there was, there was definitely a lot of political messages in this particular album. Yeah, who is God anyway? But and I think it's interesting what you think of as is God, right? And what he wants, and people fight in the name of God all the time, right? And that's just an issue, and so you have to. what God wants is comes out in this album a lot. But the other thing that comes out in this album a lot is, it portrays the, essentially the, the live broadcast of a war. And there was even a song in this particular album where Marv Albert, I can't even say his name, the famous sportscaster, was doing a play-by-play of a submarine firing a warhead or something and sinking a ship or something. I guess you could take war and do a play by play and call it, call it like that. And it'd be like a game. Right. And these days you can have wars without actually having boots on the ground. I mean, you can send drones to places and have them drop bombs and make it completely impersonal. This was maybe the start of that. I don't know, but it's also, for me, I think this album really sort of woke me up in the sense that maybe there's something else going on in the world that people aren't talking about, or people are being distracted and maybe don't know about. Cause I mean, this is, all of this war, right, that goes on, it really is, it really is just business. It's only business. Yeah, I mean, think about the big businesses that actually benefit from war. I mean, your government military contractors, in the States and elsewhere, we're talking about the Middle East. I mean, what's going on with Palestine and Israel, and look, I'm not going to take sides on it, because we're trying to deconstruct who's right or who's wrong, because ultimately, I think that something the media is not covering is what's really going on there is that most of the people aren't really fighting with one another. It's the governments that are, or the leaders that are doing it. And, of course the people are getting caught in the crossfire, and it's just, they're getting people, the different sides are getting the people behind them, and there's propaganda on both sides. And of course it makes great entertainment on television, right? It's not really entertainment. I mean, I'm seeing from my friends in Israel, I'm getting, pictures and video of Iron Dome shutting down missiles coming from Hamas or whatever, and there was people talking on Twitter, saying, I went to the bomb shelter 20 times today. I mean, that's ridiculous. But the problem is that there's so much business and just covering the news and then the war effort, right? That nobody's asking why we're doing it. When you ask the question, there's a lot of smokescreen and, finger pointing, he said, she said, but, regardless of why there's a war going on, right? It's clear who's benefiting from it. All the people that are making weapons and selling weapons, right? They're definitely benefiting from it. The powers that be in the different governments are getting to exercise their muscles and all of that stuff. So they're happy, I guess. And so it's unfortunately the people that are getting that aren't benefiting from it are the actual people. And meanwhile, what they're getting fed is a lot of propaganda and they're watching watching the things on television and it seems like a perpetual state of war, right? If it's not what's going on in the Middle East, it's America going and sticking its nose someplace it doesn't belong, and messing around in Russia and in the Ukraine and all this other stuff, certainly I listen to No Agenda and I hear there's. Because they're not getting advertising, they're actually getting, they're able to seriously discuss why things might be going on, and their theories may not always be right, but I guarantee you nobody is really having those kinds of discussions, and so at least they're bringing as many facts to the table as you can, and you can make your own decisions, but it's clearly not what the news media is saying, and unfortunately, with this particular album, right, the end result is that this species amuses itself to death, and that's kind of the sad reality. So hopefully, you can pick up this album on iTunes and maybe not amuse yourself to death. But I hope you enjoyed my little rant here and some sound clips from Roger Waters and Amused to Death. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.